fine. So, okay, I'm going to pray first because I want to make sure that I only say what God wants me to say this morning and just have to work it through in my head a little bit. So, Lord, I pray that the things that I hear you saying to my heart right now and just what you've, just the scripture you've given me from before, I pray that you'd work it all together to encourage and to just show us. Please just show us and open up to our hearts what you're saying. Thank you for these testimonies. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for never giving up on Terry. And we just bless him. We pray blessing over him right now and pray protection over him. I pray for those at the church that he's going to. I pray that you give them wisdom to how to pray. And I pray for the leadership there. And I pray that they would see just the necessity of just standing in the gap and being that covering. I pray that Terry would be covered, Lord. I thank you for just how you've worked through Ruth. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to heal those wounds. And we praise you, Lord. Just your faithfulness is amazing. And we love you. Yeah. I pray these things in your name. Amen. So I was reading through 1 Corinthians. And it came across the passage in 1 Corinthians 7 that those who use the things, when we use the things of the world, we shouldn't be engrossed in them. And it led me on a little bit of a word study. And the word entangled kept coming to my mind. But in that passage, I want to be upfront here. In that passage, it doesn't mean entangled, but it means actually to make full use of, to use excessively, to consume it fully. So don't be engrossed in the things of the world. But again, my mind couldn't get rid of the word like entangled. And so it's like, Lord, what are you saying in this? And the passage where Jesus is praying for the disciples came to my mind where we get the phrase, in the world but not of it. So he is praying to the Father and saying, Lord, they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. And that really struck me that, yeah, we are not supposed to be of the world in the same way that Jesus is not of the world. And again, that word entangled came to me because people would try and get Jesus entangled in the thinking of the world, in the ways of the world. It even reminds me of when he was going to head up to Tabernacles, but he didn't go right away. And his brother said, you need to go because if you want to become a famous, popular public figure, you got to make yourself known. And that's the way the world does it, kind of. And they were a bit mocking him because they didn't believe yet. But he didn't get entangled in it. Or even at the wedding when he changes water into wine and, they need more wine. And, woman, what do I have to do with you, you know? Now, he does change the water into wine. It was to glorify the Father and to bring glory and to reveal himself. But, again, not that entanglement in the way the world thinks. When he talked about taxes, just obviously not thinking like the world, but also not thinking like the Jews, like his fellow countrymen who wanted to be free from the taxes. We need to overthrow Rome, you know, and he just didn't get entangled in the things of this world. He had his mindset on the kingdom of God. And I look at us, and just in light of what we've been sharing, in light of opening our homes and opening our lives, and whether it's at work or with our neighbors taking cookies and muffins or praying for someone on the job, it's this place of, Lord, I want to get entangled in your kingdom. I just want to be fully engrossed in your kingdom. I want to fully consume your kingdom. I want to fully make use of your kingdom. I don't want to be engrossed in the things of this world where I'm chasing after this, chasing after that, trying to consume it and right down to the very bottom. Whether that's politics or finance. We know throughout Scripture it says, don't chase after riches. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Don't do it. Not that we don't use money. We need money to pay the bills, and it's good. And often God blesses with money. Sometimes he doesn't. Many times he doesn't. But sometimes he does. But not to be engrossed by it. Not to let it consume you. Or even our private lives, our private time. And, you know, I mentioned before Jesus wanting to get alone, off on his own. But he wasn't engrossed and entangled in the idea of, I need my alone time. I need me time. He was engrossed in the things of God where, okay, yes, I do need a little bit of alone time. But that can wait because I'm entangled in the things that my Father is doing. Ministering to the Samaritan woman at the well. And they're hungry. They're all hungry. The disciples go looking for food. He then starts witnessing and just talking. And again, it very much reminds me of what we've been sharing today. I don't think Jesus went into sermon mode and all of a sudden got his preacher voice with the Samaritan woman. It was just like, would you mind giving me some water? I'd like some water, please. How can you ask me for water? You're a Jewish man. I'm a Samaritan woman. We don't interact and all that. And well, if you knew who you were talking to right now, you know, you'd ask me for water. You know, and then this whole conversation starts. The disciples eventually come back with the food, try and give it to him, and he's like, no, I have food that you know nothing about. And they're thinking food because maybe they're the kind of people that get a little hangry. You know, they can't think of anything else when they get hungry. And yeah, I'm looking at you, Candace. You know, you know, it's maybe they were just, no, like we're hungry. It's lunchtime. It's not ministry time. It's lunchtime. And Jesus is like, it's always ministry time. It's always God talk time. And I'm just doing my Father's business. I'm just walking with Dad. I'm just walking with my daddy. And he wants to minister to this person right now. No, I'm at work. I got to think about work, and I got to think about efficiency and all these things. And I'm not saying that we don't want to work well. We do. We want to be a blessing. We want to be great workers for the places where we work. We want to see the blessing of the companies that we work for. Or if we own our own company, we want to do well in that company, right? Absolutely. But it's also this place of, Lord, I know you're at work as well. And so we're so entangled with the things of God that we are just naturally, supernaturally, naturally looking for the ways of God all around us. You know, as we've been talking this morning, just the book by Watchman Nee has been coming to my heart, like The Normal Christian Life. And he says in that book, he says, the normal Christian life isn't popular, and it isn't, there's another word. Like, it doesn't occur very often, but it is normal. And I think what we are talking about this morning, about praying for people and reaching out to people and stopping to talk with people and opening our homes and hearing the Holy Spirit speaking to us about muffins and cookies and, you know, and that's actually normal. And I think things like healing and that should be normal. And it's like, Lord, we want to step into that. And asking for the full healing, that's normal. It's not normal to just, when we have a need, to go to God and say, well, you know, I pray that we'd be comfortable or be made comfortable, or pray that, you know, you'd... No, Lord, I pray for healing. I just picture Jesus going to blind Bartimaeus, and he says, what do you want? Bartimaeus says, I want to see. He doesn't say, well, I'd like a hug or that, and nothing wrong with hugs and that. But, like, I want to see. And so may this become our normal life. But in order for it to become our normal life, in order to become entangled in the things of God, okay, and engrossed in the things of God, we need to become unengrossed, untangled from the things of this world. Where we can say we're not of this world. The very next verse in John 17 where it says that, it says sanctify them, meaning set them apart by the truth. Your word is truth. Where we would be set apart to the things of God. But again, where it becomes so natural to us. Oh Lord, make it natural. I want it to just be a part of who I am. I've said many times before, I don't just want to read the word, I want to live the word. And I don't want to just try to live the word. In many ways, I'm getting sick and tired of trying. I would like to just be. Like I would like to just, where it's just, Lord, it's a part of who I am. Where I don't have to remind myself. And it's great because it's happening. I don't have to remind myself, like, again, I share about our home. I don't have to remind myself, ooh, we should talk about God today. Yeah, that's good for the family, and it's good for our kids. It's a good way to raise your children and all that. And, yeah we got to remember to talk about God today. It's praise God, it's just become part of who we are. And may other things that aren't yet a part of who I am become a part of who I am as I see it. And as I read it, it's like, Lord, I want this to just be in me, be a part of my DNA, be a part of my waking, my sleeping. It was so cool. This morning I woke up and I asked God, so Lord's been talking to me about my wake-up time, and I've mentioned this before, and it's not a part of who I am yet. I love sleep. I really do. But the Lord has been mentioning it to me and really encouraged me this weekend, actually, just hearing about my brother's former pastor just passed away from cancer. This man was a man of discipline, just loving, godly discipline. And part of his story just really struck me. I don't think I can wake up that early. But who knows with the Lord. He woke up at 4:44 every day. Just to spend time with God for an hour and a half before he... Hour and a half, I'm thinking 4:44, 5:44, 6:15, that's when you started your day. Like, anyways. But I was talking to God about it, and I was like, Lord, I want to, you know, I was thinking about this morning, I want to wake up early, but can you please wake me up, like after 6, though, please? Because I just asked him. I was specific. And so at 6:14, I woke up. And what I love too, and this is happening more and more often, where I wake up with a song sometimes. And this morning, I woke up and I was singing. I woke up singing, but in my head, not out loud, but just a song was playing as soon as I woke up. And so I just lay there for a little bit and just worship God in song in my heart. And then it changed to another song, and I worshiped, and I prayed, and I fought off the, like, no, I'm not going to fall back asleep here. I'm going to get up. But I just enjoyed time, and then I just went out and sat with God for a while. I want that to become natural. I want that to become normal. There are other things that I just want to become normal. There are many things that are now normal in my life that weren't, but now are, and they're good, and they're godly, and they're kingdom stuff, and I have other things. May what we've been talking about today become normal, but I think it becomes normal as we purposefully, at the beginning, we purposefully entangle ourselves in the kingdom of God. We purposely engross ourselves in the kingdom of God. And I find as I purposely engross myself in the kingdom of God, other things just fade away. And it's not that I don't enjoy other things still. We still enjoy recreation. We still enjoy a good movie, or we still enjoy all these friendships, jokes, silliness, all these things. I still enjoy good food and all these things. But to not be engrossed in them, to not need them, I pray that there's another verse a little earlier in 1 Corinthians where it says, I will not be mastered by anything. 1 Corinthians 6:12. and won't be mastered by anything. And of course, by that he means except God, except by the kingdom of God and the thoughts of God. But I won't be mastered by anything. I won't be addicted to anything. I won't need anything except God. I don't want it to be where I have to see the game, or I have to get on Facebook, or I have to go golfing, or I have to do this, or I need this, or I need a drink, or I need this. No, may we not be mastered by anything except God. May I not be engrossed in anything except God. Yeah.
So I guess, as I'm sitting there, just a question, like walking it out, and I just, because it was just recently that I just actually kind of recognized it in my life, but like when I first became a Christian, one of the things that Candace always used to bring up was if I had a headache or whatever, like, did you pray about it? And it'd be just that question, but I used to fight it, and I used to, like, no, like, and be kind of, no. And but now, like, after, I don't know, it took a while, and but I just this Friday I just thanked her for it, because like now there's such a desire to, like, let's pray about it, like let's walk that out. And so is there, I guess my question is through that, like, and growing in that, can it seem like more of a, like, a works at the beginning, and then, like, it's just this natural absolutely walk? Yep.
Absolutely. And I guess I wouldn't use the word works, because it has negative connotations with, like, in like, not by works, so that no man can boast and that kind of thing. But there is a place of, yeah, you work out your salvation with fear and trembling, right? Philippians. And it is, I'm gonna walk this out because I know it's right. But I pray that as I walk it out, it will become natural to me. I pray that as I walk it out, it'll just become a part of who I am. And for us as adults, you know, it's a little bit more difficult, because sometimes we have layer upon layer and year after year of a certain way of thinking. And even physically, you know, you study the mind and that, and certain passageways have been hardwired, and it takes a while for that to change. But Lord, I know that I need to change, and so I'm going to work at it. But along with that prayer, I guess then, along with that fact, is a prayer of, but Lord, you know that unless you do a miracle in me, it's not going to happen. So I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to walk this out. But you and I both know only you can change me. But we still walk it out. So yeah, I do think so. And that's the beautiful thing. As I look at the kids over there, as I look at Evie and Quinn. Hi, Evie. Or the younger ones, right? Where from young, may we build things into our children that are then just natural. You know, as I see you dancing with Ellie, you know, during worship, and that's just going to be natural for her to dance before the Lord. And that dancing and expressing yourself in dance before God is just, well, yeah, of course. And other people are going to come to her when, you know, she continues to grow and she's dancing before the Lord as she's older then. And people will ask her maybe from other places, like, what are you doing? And what do you mean, what am I doing? Well, like, that's not how we worship. Really? That's how I worship? What do you mean you don't worship like this? What do you mean you can't ask questions? What do you mean you can't share testimony, you know? And where, you know, what do you mean you don't listen to the Holy Spirit when he tells you to preach first and sing later? And it's just, it becomes natural to us, right? And so it's like, Lord, I want to live out what I see here. And so at first, like, you think about us gathering together. At first, maybe some of the things that we were doing was awkward. Or every once in a while, Craig would say, okay, this song, I really feel like we're supposed to dance. and you could see all of us. Oh boy. Yeah, because you have your guitar. I can't wait until the day comes when the Holy Spirit says to you, okay, Craig, I want you to dance. Hand your guitar over to Kevin. And you are supposed to dance now. That'll be a fun day. Because the song is going to be extra long. Right? But it's this place of, yeah, at first, I had to force myself to dance. Okay. You know, and I don't mind dancing, but like, you know, but then, like I said, for me at least, it now is a part of who I am, and that final step was taken at Kelsey and Emily's wedding, where God did that final, now this is who you are. And so, yeah, to answer the question, yeah, walk it out. The Lord calls you to share, share. If the Lord calls you to dance, dance. If the Lord calls you to share a tongue, share a tongue. And but where we're engrossed with the things of God. Okay? Just going to read a few other verses that are here then. So don't conform to the pattern of this world. And then it goes on to say, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. But again, don't conform to the pattern of this world. Conform to the pattern of the kingdom of God. Right? James 4:4 says, friendship with the world is enmity towards God. Let's be friends of the kingdom of God. Let's embrace the kingdom of God, not embrace the world. 1 John 2, don't love the world or anything in this world. And then it goes on to talk about the lust of the flesh and the boasting of what we have in that. Don't love this world. Don't love this world's patterns and this way, the world's ways. Love the kingdom of God. Love the pattern of the kingdom of God. And then as I was thinking about that word entangled, I did a word search then, and 2 Timothy 2 came up, and it talks about how the soldier doesn't get entangled in civilian affairs. It's like, yeah, we are soldiers of the kingdom of God. Don't get entangled in the ways of this world. And again, that word entangled, where we can't get out. No, I need it. I need this. Don't get entangled in the way the world thinks about entertainment. Don't get entangled in the way the world thinks about your own personal space and privacy. Don't get entangled in the way the world thinks about money, finance, retirement. Don't get entangled with it. Now, does that mean we can't have entertainment? Absolutely not. We can have entertainment. Just don't be entangled in it. Does that mean we can't save for retirement? No, of course it doesn't mean that. Just don't get entangled in it. Don't get entangled in it. Does that mean we can't enjoy food? Oh, I'm so glad God gave us taste buds, right? I love food. It's good, but I can't be entangled in it where I need it. And there's some things I was saying to God the other day. Again, I've said this prayer many times over the years. God, I feel like I'm addicted to chocolate. I know, it's a funny thing. You might think it's funny, but like, seriously. So at the end of the day, and I'm not even hungry, and yet I need a little chocolate before I go to bed. A little chocolate and peanut butter. It's like, I shouldn't be entangled in it. It shouldn't have a hold on me. It's wrong that it does. It's wrong. May the only thing I be entangled in is in the Lord. It reminds me of the verse, May the only debt we have is our continuing debt of love. May we not be in debt in any other way in our lives except our continuing debt of love for each other. Any comments or questions on this?
singer.
Yeah, and the reason we want it to is because we're taping too, and that's the way it gets on the tape too. So
there's this song, it's called Forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the guy that sings it. Do you remember? Anyway, he talks about, and it says, it's the hardest thing to give away and the last thing on your mind today.
Mm.
And it only comes, it seems to only come to those who don't deserve, you know? And how it takes the bitterness away. And it's, I can't, if I think of it, I'll put it on Emmanuel Grace.
Yeah, I know the song, we have it on somewhere.
Like, like I heard that like way, way back in the beginning of this whole thing that I'm going through.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no kidding. Yeah. Like it's hard. And I guess I just want to encourage anyone that if there's something that you know that the Lord wants you to forgive, and you just, sometimes it feels, you feel in your human nature of that it feels good to be angry or whatever about it, or you feel just that it's, you know, well, they don't deserve that I talk to them. They don't deserve for me to know. And we ourselves, right? We don't deserve either, you know, and the Lord forgives us for everything. And even if we think we don't have these huge sins in our lives, God doesn't put them in categories. He sees them all the same.
Yeah.
Right. And so I guess I just want to encourage everyone that, and I'm sure everybody's heard this before, but that if there's someone that is just so hard to forgive, is for me, it was, I choose to, because that is what God wants from me. Yeah. So my prayer was at first was like, God, I know that you want me to forgive, and I know that you don't want this to set into my heart and to put that dark spot on my heart. So help me to not fall into bitterness, and help me. I choose to forgive. Help me with the feelings.
Yeah.
Because they don't come usually right away.
And sometimes they might not come at all.
True.
Yeah, sometimes. But it's that place of, again, I choose the kingdom of God. I choose to be enveloped in the kingdom of God, not in the way of the world. The way of the world is revenge. The way of the world is bitterness. The way of the world is wishing the worst on someone, right? No, I don't want to be entangled in that. I want to embrace the way of the kingdom. Yeah, it's good.
When, like, even at work, right? Like, there's certain people that, like, I work with all the time. So they share about stuff that's going on in their life. And I do, too. And it's like, you know, like, I really got to pray about this. And they're like, kind of look at you weird, right?
Yeah.
And so they knew that I was going, like, to Terry and changing bandages and doing, like, practical things like that. And just, anyway, and like, why are you doing that? Like, why do you put yourself in that situation? And you're just going to hurt yourself. And why are you doing this? And it's like, because I know that this is what God wants me to do.
Yep.
And they don't understand it right away, but.
Yep. Yeah. No, and it's a perfect example of, Lord, I want to be in, I want to wrap myself in your kingdom. I want to, and even if I don't feel it, I'm going to do it, but I pray that I feel it eventually. Like, I pray that it would be my heart as well, like the deep parts of myself. But even if not, I'm gonna do it. Yeah.
Talking about chocolate, I had the same thing, only with nibs. After my gallbladder was out, I couldn't eat fat, so, these don't have any fat. So I started eating them, and then I basically got addicted. But it was funny because I felt the same thing. I thought, I'm spending like $7 a week on these nibs. And not only that, it's like I have to have them.
Yeah.
And it's like if I didn't have them, I would make a special trip to the dollar store to buy them. And it was really crazy. And I started to see this, and I thought, this is really not good. And so I just prayed and said, God, like, sorry, and stopped buying them. And then a couple of weeks ago, they were on sale. I can't resist a sale. So I was like, oh, you know, like, yeah, we don't have to be entangled with this, but maybe it's okay once in a while. So I bought a bag, and I ate some, and I got so sick after eating them. I thought, okay, that's it. Forget it. No more. But it really struck me when you were talking about Jesus with the Samaritan woman and how he said, you have bread that I do not know of, yeah. And that is to do the will of God, yeah. Right? And what does bread do? Satisfies us. Yeah. And so that to do the will of God will be the thing that will satisfy yeah. us, and we won't need to have those yeah. external things that yeah. satisfy.
Yeah. And so that's where, like, again, how this all started, like the testimonies that were being given, reaching out to the community. And I know that, again, many of us love our alone time, but being entangled in the things of God as it pertains to reaching out, it will satisfy us. It will, like, and not that it's all about that. Like, it's not about us. I don't want to make the gospel about, oh yeah, it makes my life better. This isn't a Tony Robbins session, you know. But it is this place of, the fact is, the kingdom of God is satisfying. The kingdom of God is good. And there is a beauty to it, and to give ourselves wholly. Yeah, so really want to encourage that. All right. Let me pray, and then we'll worship together in song. Lord God, may your kingdom consume us. May your plans and your will and your ways, We want all of it to just be a part of who we are. Because I know that that's what we're created for, to be a part of your kingdom. To be your family. And I pray that, Lord, you'd help us. Help us let go of those things that we need to let go of. Help us have nothing else master us except you. I thank you for this, you know, this life. I thank you for the joys of this life. I thank you for good food. I thank you for healthy bodies that can enjoy recreation. I thank you for many different things that we enjoy in our lives. But I pray that none of them would have mastery over us. Just want to be fully enveloped by you, fully wrapped up in you. May your spirit be upon us and changing us, continue to change us. Thank you for how much you have changed us. And we ask for more. We love you so much. We pray this in your name. Amen.